This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Tucked out of sight in the private dining room at McKeck's in Halliburton, a group gathers for its second meeting. No, this isn't some nefarious secret society. It's a collection of writers who gather each month to share ideas, pointers, and hone their craft. They're members of Halliburton Writers Write, a support group of sorts that helps people gain confidence and find the writer's voice inside of them.
10 p.m. on a particularly pleasant evening, with the music still seeping from the house, a naked woman shamelessly walked past the open window. It happened so fast, Margaret could barely believe that it actually happened. She waited and watched, but the woman did not reappear. But about 10 minutes later, a naked man walked by, wearing a pith helmet. Shortly thereafter, the lights went out and the house went quiet.
That's Irv Handler reading a spicy selection of his writing to fellow members of the Halliburton Writers Write group. Between bites of dinner and discussion, members share their work in hopes of receiving guidance and helpful hints in exchange. It's the one group that founder Douglas Tyndall says was missing in Halliburton, and he's thrilled to gather with other like-minded folk every month.
First thing I think anyone notices about Halliburton when they move here, you already have some exposure to the incredible scenery and the beauty of the place and the warmth of the people. But the first thing you notice is the visual arts, because painting and sculpture is everywhere. And then you notice the performing arts. There's music, live music everywhere. It's fabulous. There's the Highland Summer Festival and so forth. So the Arts Council of Halliburton is involved in all of this. They were asking themselves, you know, literary arts don't seem to have the prominence that the others do, perhaps because writers are, you know, tucked away writing, and they don't even know themselves who they are. And so we thought what we could do is create a venue. That's just a simple thing. Just organize a time and a place where writers can come together and write. And that's what we've done. And there are about 20 people signed up. There have been about 10 people show up to each gathering, and there have only been two so far, so we'll see how it evolves. But it's been amazing to see. And people are so hesitant. They don't want to, they're so afraid that it's not any good, you know? And then they read their stuff and you go, oh, wow, that's great. There's so much talent around that it's amazing. And it's wonderful to be able to help people to share their talent and realize that they're not alone.
Tyndall is one of the organizers of Bookapalooza, a book festival to be held in Halliburton next month. He said through his efforts to arrange the event, he's discovered this region has some extremely talented writers, and he's simply delighted.
Well, I'll confess, I didn't know there were a bunch of really good writers here, but I wasn't astonished. I was pleased and not really that surprised, you know? I mean, it was confirming a suspicion rather than a surprise. I think it's an exciting thing to have a cultural event of that caliber. And I don't know, maybe we'll think of this as kind of a farm club for Bookapalooza. Some of these people, I'm sure, are going to turn their writing into books.
While some of the writers in the Halliburton Writers Write group may aspire to having their work published, that's not the goal.
I think that a few of the people in the room, and really only a few, have a goal of becoming published. Most of them are just there. I shouldn't say just, but most of them are there because they have a story they want to tell, and it may be their story, and they may want their family to know it. They don't want it to be lost. Or it may be just that they feel a need to express themselves, and they're not necessarily sure they're ever going to show anyone what they write. But they want to have some practice, some support, a community, and maybe learn a little bit along the way, learn from others, learn from our pro tips, and figure out how to do better what they want to do.
Gail Stelter is thrilled to be a part of a group that helps to motivate and encourage her.
Writing is very solitary. I love it. I'm having so much fun. But I also think there's a lot to be learned from sharing with other writers. And just the joy of meeting other writers and the socialness of it, combined with the idea that we can edit, we can share, we can help each other improve. And once a month is probably the right timeline for me. I don't know if I'd want it too much more, but I really do enjoy it. This has been our second meeting, and the people have been lovely.
Carol McLennan is from Minden and loves being involved with the Halliburton Writers Write Group. She likes how she's challenged with writing prompts and scenarios she's never considered before.
Well, I've never really written impromptu the way we did today, where someone says, okay, write about being in a forest and two little girls or whatever. I've never done that sort of thing. So that was a trial, but it was fun. It is a step out of my comfort zone, but I forced myself to do it and to read, just even though I didn't want to read it. I've been writing since COVID, but little bits and spurts and that sort of thing. So I'm trying to get there.
The Halliburton Writers Write Group meets the third Wednesday of every month at McKeck's in Halliburton. For more information, visit halliburtonarts.on.ca.
County Close-Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close-Up.